The Redskins have decided not to pay Trent Williams while he's on the non-football injury list. Luke Falk has filed a grievance against the Jets. And your Friday injury roundup, headlined by the expectation that Patrick Mahomes will play on Sunday. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Mitch Goldich, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Friday, November 8th. Adam Schefter and Field Yates reported that the Redskins have elected not to pay Trent Williams the $5.1 million remaining on his deal after placing him on the non-football injury list. Schefter and Yates note that this is Washington's right, but that it's not typical. Jason Pierre-Paul and Russell Okung were both paid while they were on the NFI list earlier this year. Williams had been holding out all season due to a dispute with the team's medical staff. He finally returned to the team last week and revealed that the Redskins' failure to diagnose a cancerous growth on his scalp was a big part of the reason why he couldn't trust the team. Yesterday, Williams told USA Today, quote, "I do want to play football still, and I'm not a free agent until after the 2020 season, so who knows? But the bridge has definitely been burned." Now the team has decided not to pay him, so that's the latest in a messy saga for the Redskins, who seem to have a new messy saga every week. Speaking of aggrieved players on teams that never seem to do anything smoothly, former Jets QB Luke Falk has filed a grievance against his old team. Falk started for the Jets in weeks 3 and 5, while Sam Darnold was out with mono and after Trevor Siemian suffered a gruesome ankle injury. The New York Daily News reports that Falk has a hip injury that requires surgery, so he filed an injury grievance against the team. He's now the second player in 3 weeks to file a grievance against the Jets. Kelechi Osemele was cut after having shoulder surgery that wasn't authorized by the team, and that dispute over his wages is still ongoing. And your Friday injury roundup. As mentioned at the top, Chiefs QB Patrick Mahomes is expected to start Sunday against the Titans. The league's reigning MVP dislocated his kneecap in Week 7 and will return after missing just 2 games. More quarterback news. Matt Ryan is good to go Sunday for the Falcons against the Saints, and Colts coach Frank Reich says Jacoby Brissett is a game-time decision against the Dolphins. If Brissett can't go, the starter will be Brian Hoyer. Hoyer played pretty well in relief of Brissett last week, but hasn't started a game since 2017. Bengals receiver A.J. Green is ruled out. He returned to practice this week and had hoped to make his first start of the season, but he'll need more time. The Vikings have also ruled out Adam Thielen for Sunday night's game against Dallas. Steelers running back James Conner has been ruled out against the Rams, and on the Giants injury report, Sterling Shepard and Evan Ingram have already been ruled out too. Some better news, Amari Cooper is listed as questionable, but is expected to play against Minnesota, and Rams receiver Brandon Cooks remains out with a concussion, but he did practice today. And Christian McCaffrey and Le'Veon Bell, two star running backs who appeared on the injury report this week, are both expected to be fine and play on Sunday. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.